Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn. Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us. We are live here on CUTV News Radio. Pleasure to have you with us today. This is Jim Masters, your host, and we are here for part 7 of our CUTV News Radio exclusive interview series with business coach Christine Rose. Christine Rose is absolutely amazing, and if you're familiar with her work, then you know what I'm talking about. If not, she is a business and executive coach and woman's guru who helps clients realize their potential and thrive in the fast-paced and changing business climate. And moreover, she guides them on ways to succeed without losing their heart, sense of self, or life balance. After years in business that included a switch from for-profit to non-profit sectors, Christine retired, as we've mentioned previously. And I encourage you to go back in our archives because all of our shows are available on demand. Since she is a lifelong learner and achiever, retirement only led her to a new purpose, coaching. Christine now uses her experiences and coaching expertise to help others design and live their best future. Once she began her coaching training, Christine turned it into a business, and it has been very successful. She launched the coaching business that bears her name and Rose logo back in 2015. Many women and a few even savvy men have sought her out for support ever since. The people who seek her out are wise and they're motivated, and they usually have already established themselves in their careers. Their business instincts tell them when it's time to make a change that will have positive bearing on their future as well as on the organizations they're affiliated with. And the coaching relationship, of course, as Christine has beautifully laid out for all of us, begins with a unique list of goals that both client and coach work through together to ensure the desired outcomes. We're very excited to welcome her back. Now, just as we do a recap here, we've done several different shows, and on November 5th, we talked about Thrive in the Face of Change, and then on the 12th, Executive Presence with Heart. And again, you can go back in the archives to hear all these broadcasts. On the 19th, Taylor Protocol's Core Values Index for the Individual. On the 26th of November, Taylor Protocol's Core Values Index for Business. And today, we're going to be talking about, in Part 7, Empowering Women. And that is our December 3rd, 2018 episode topic. And next week, we'll be talking about Life Beyond Hashtag Me Too on December 10th. So it's an exciting and thought-provoking episode coming up then as well. But let's welcome our very special guest as we continue our exclusive series with her. She is out on the West Coast, the wonderful Christine Rose. Christine, thank you very much for joining us here on CUTV News Radio Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. And we welcome you back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It is really great to be back with you.
It is our pleasure. Our pleasure, and happy holidays to you and yours. We want to focus today on women. And you've often said many women don't know their real worth or even sometimes their own power. Try to help us, if you can, understand how a woman can realize her true value. And why do you love to help them with this as much as you do?
Jim, you know, power is defined as having strength or influence. And there's actually a study that was done by the Pew Research Center last year. And it looks at, it asks 4,573 Americans, these words describing traits that they think society does and doesn't value for gender. And actually, powerful kind of hit the middle, especially it's more highly valued as a word describing a male than it is as a word describing a female. And in our culture, the default might be to not have a sense of powerlessness, not have a sense of power. I mean, to have a sense of powerlessness. And for women, we just want to avoid that, because having that strength and that influence and that ability to serve, it improves your life as a woman. It improves the life of everyone around you. So what I do is help women understand their true value, their worth, and to own their power. And there's a few things that we bring up when we're doing coaching for people who are maybe coming from a background where they're not seeing that, they're frustrated by a sense of powerlessness. And the first is really universal. It is a self-awareness. It is just the recognition that you are one of a kind. Every single person on the planet has a different set of fingerprints and a different iris scan. Every single person on the planet is unique, even if they're identical twins. They're completely unique in their makeup, in their personality, in their spirit, in their soul. And so, you know, when you think about like a stamp collector, they buy two stamps, and they're the only identical stamps in the world. They burn one, and all of a sudden the other one jumps exponentially in value. And that's the way we are. So for a woman who's questioning whether she's worth anything, I mean, just the awareness that she is completely unique, that helps her to build her sense of worth. Also, understanding your why and what drives you, the core values that drive you, can really help you see that value that you're bringing to the world. And so we work on those things. We work on core values, and also recognizing that so much of our life happens between our two ears. It is, you know, there's what happens and there's what we think about what happens. And to understand your value, it really helps to recognize the power we have to choose our thoughts and to change those. So those are all ways that we start to address that issue of value in a coaching session.
How does, well, of course, and you love helping them with all this, right?
I love it because I get to see them going out and absolutely blowing everybody away with how amazing they are, because they might have been underperforming before, right? But then they get to know themselves, and they get to know what they're capable of, and they get really clear on where they want to go, and they start really surprising people with what they can do.
Mm-hmm. How does self-knowledge lead up to empowerment? And define for us first what self-knowledge actually is. We hear self-worth, we hear self-awareness. Define for us what self-knowledge is from your perspective and how that leads up to empowerment.
Yeah, knowledge is just being able to discern something and to have a fullness of information and awareness about that, right? And so the awareness helps to lead to the knowledge. You know, you can be aware of something, but if you don't like kind of peel back the layers, you might be aware there's a rock in your shoe, but if you don't peel back the layers and figure out what's really happening and get the rock out, you know, you're just going to know that hurts, right? So awareness will lead you to knowledge. Knowledge comes by study and by seeking information. So when you look at the knowledge matrix, which is like what you know, what you know you don't know, what you don't know, you know, and what you don't know, you don't know. What trips us up is in that fourth quadrant of the things we don't know, we don't know.
I'm just amazed you were able to say what you just said.
You know what I'm talking about?
Peter Pike by picked a peck of peppers. Or
right.
That was good.
Those four quadrants, right? And
that's right.
The ones we know are, you know, that's above the water, right? And we're working
right.
on those things. And so that self-knowledge helps us to increase that sphere of what's in those quadrants there. But what we don't know, that's where if we learn about what we know, and if we uncover from a different perspective things we might not be aware of, then we can really protect ourselves and use that information in service to others. So that self-knowledge really helps prepare a person for powerful living. It helps them confidently make great choices that move them in the direction they want to go, and it helps them effectively make their highest and best contributions to others. So it's really important, and one of the reasons why people hire me to coach them.
Which is really important. What are the obstacles to empowered living? And is it a lot, you know, would you say a lot of it is due to that limiting mindset?
Oh, you know, there is a lot of obstacles, but for sure, limiting beliefs is huge. And, you know, another one is unexamined living, like we just talked about. So sometimes it's unexamined living and just not being aware of where we might be falling short of our life, or, you know, just kind of other people know stuff and we don't. Part of it also, what can really keep people from empowered living is bitterness and unforgiveness. When people's lives are, their why is about getting back at other people, that's not powerful. The there is in letting go of the past and in moving into your best present and future. Limiting beliefs are also really obstacles. So, like I was saying before, so much of what happens in our heads, we get to choose. And a lot of times we'll hang on to beliefs that no longer serve us. I highly recommend a book by Ora Nadrich called Says Who, and it really helps people examine, you know, what are their automatic negative thoughts and limiting beliefs, and what can they replace those with that's more useful right now. Also, just negative energy. You know, sometimes just choosing to stay in a place of negativity is really an obstacle. Positivity is a huge asset and something that we can develop. Emotional intelligence levels, if they're low, can be an obstacle. And so developing emotional intelligence is really big. And also just kind of having lack of faith in yourself, lack of confidence can be an obstacle. And so we develop that. We work on those things in coaching,
which is important as well. You help women to create their own power plan. I like that idea. What is a power plan, and how do they go about doing this?
Okay. So we talk about what would be powerful for a woman. What is it that she really wants? And we're looking at what's her end goal. We deal with in her plan, looking at her mindset, her stories, her choices. We look at releasing and reframing those limitative beliefs. We look at their learning, their living, their loving, their work. What is it that they want to accomplish? And in their plan, we develop the plan with their core values, with looking at the why. We use the core values index, said before in other shows. You can find that on the resources pages of my website, resource, christinerose.com/resources. Take the free CVI. We look at their strengths. I often use StrengthsFinder 2.0 with that one. We look at mission, vision, values, coaching, their true values, and we look at developing and implementing a strategic plan for them. So Power Plan for my clients is more than a strategic plan. It's getting deeper. It's getting to really clear on their why, and then they develop their strategic plan with goals, with action steps, and business, personal life, 5-year, 3-year, 1-year plans with specific, you know, SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, time-sensitive goals with key performance indicators. All that's part of their power plan. And then we look at what the obstacles are going to be, how they can obliterate those and move through what they want to do.
All of these steps and all of this information and what you're sharing with us is of vital importance and great value. Is there one kind of power, would you say, Christine, that is best to exercise as a leader?
Okay. So as a leader, you know, first of all, are people following you? If you don't have people following you, you're not a leader. And so a lot of times people think about leadership as being a position, and it's true there can be positional leadership, but there are a lot of people who are leaders that might not think they are. And what power they're exercising is their example, bringing energy or strength to bear in a situation to create a result. So
mm-hmm.
when a leadership situation is calling and you need to step into that, bringing your selflessness, bringing powerful selflessness, consideration of others there, kind of a servant leadership is really amazing, because when you're leading other people, they're going to follow you when they know that you care about them and that it's not all about you. When they start figuring out that you think it's all about you, you're losing them. And it shows up in your example. It shows up in, you know, how you sit with people and how you listen to them and eat with them, you know, whatever it is that you need to do to show them this servant leadership. There's a great book by Ken Blanchard and Renee Broadwell, edited by them, called Servant Leadership in Action, that I recommend to clients to just take a look at the power of selfless servant leadership. It's really amazing. So listening, really deeply listening and caring and being the first one to serve makes it a great place to work. It makes a great home. It makes a great relationship. So wherever we're called to lead, that's a powerful way to exercise that.
Absolutely. And then, you know, you have this idea of the power of unconditional love. And unconditional love, obviously, is extraordinarily powerful. It's the best kind there is on the planet. How do clients tap into the power of unconditional love?
Okay. So there are so many people that have come to me and have come out of situations where they're really not familiar with unconditional love, because maybe they grew up in a home where it was all performance-based, or they worked in places where what their conditioning is that if I'm good enough, then I'm worthy of love. And to a T, every one of them, as we have really come to just explore this concept that, wait a minute, what you grew up with isn't limiting what's available out there for you. So, so we come to an agreement that, in fact, as long as they're breathing, and maybe beyond because we don't know, that there is an unlimited supply of love that's available to people, 100% for them. And whether they believe in, you know, a divine source for that or where it comes from, it's not something that we have a human ability to shut down. It's something that exists outside of people, and it's really hard to define, but it's there and it shows up for people. And so, and there's a 100% possibility that if people expect and are willing to receive this unconditional love and soak it in, that they will then have a well from which that they are able now to pour out love to others no matter what. So part of it is taking the time, changing your mindset to be receptive of that, and changing, putting into your habits. I think I've gone into another show on daily jewels, taking time to journal, to exercise, to connect to something beyond yourself, the spirit or something beyond yourself, where you're receiving this love and allowing it to sink in, and even be open to receiving love from other people. You know what? I got to tell you a story. Yesterday, I was connected by Facebook with a gentleman who's a businessman and a student in Kenya, because a really great friend of mine went to Kenya to promote and to speak to entrepreneurs about how to build their businesses. She's got an online platform she developed to do this, and one of my really great friends I respect. And she made relationships with people that she was teaching over there, and some of them connected through Facebook to me. And as a result, I've had a chance to speak over the internet with one gentleman. And we've only talked a couple times, and he said, "You got to bring your Life Beyond Me Too message to Kenya. We need to come visit as soon as possible." And he signed off, "Love you." And I checked him and said, from a coaching perspective, where does that come from? And, he just reassured that this was just out of the blue, it was just love, not tied to anything, not knowing any expectations. It was just about unconditional love and acceptance, and this is something that's part of his life. And so we're at a place now where people sometimes are so disconnected from this unlimited supply that they just can't believe that it's there. So this is where belief is really powerful. Just belief that there is love out there and it's available for you. And it's not just out there. It's in you. You can receive it. You can soak it in. You can pour it out for others. And it's life-changing. It's powerful. When you're operating from a standpoint of how can I love people today, what can I do for them, it's life-changing for you, as opposed to what can people do for me, right? So it's really a powerful source of strength for people, and it's a powerful way to give.
You have this wonderful book, too, that we've been referencing, entitled Life Beyond #MeToo, Facilitating Global Transformation. And again, we're going to be talking next week on the 10th about, as what you're saying, Life Beyond #MeToo. An amazing, amazing book to have. What was the, as a little preview to next week's episode, what was your inspiration to write that book, and next week we'll get further into the book and maybe share some passages from it as we super serve the topic. But as a little preview for next week, what was your source of inspiration for writing that book, Christine?
Jim, it's a really good tie-in, actually, to this topic, because one of the things that a friend and I were discussing about the Me Too kind of phenomenon that happened in 2017, we got together last summer for happy hour, and we were talking about the issue and how it wasn't going away, you know, that more and more stories were coming out, that people were feeling frustrated and kind of venting that frustration with these things that had happened to them, really wanting to know that women who've experienced powerlessness in situations of harassment and situations of abuse or assault were not alone, and that they don't have to stay in this sense of powerlessness. And I have been in that sense of powerlessness. I grew up in a home with three abusers, and it was my life. And it took me a long time and a lot of work to reach the other side, where I am, you know, delighted to stand in my power and delighted to receive and extend unconditional love to people, even my abusers. And there was just a heaviness in my heart that, hey, you know what, I this is going somewhere. I need to write a book. I need to help this conversation continue in a way that will absolutely build trust and fairness and a sense of collaboration, of working together. And, you know, there's so much that we didn't know, I didn't know, about how limited women have been. But the conversation of bringing all of us to a kind of a new normal is something I would love to see deepen, continue, so that, you know, my goal would be that if I have grandchildren, great-grandchildren, we would live in a society where there are no more Me Too stories, where there's just such deep respect and concern for other people that this just wouldn't happen anymore. And in order to move in that direction, it's going to take some work, and that's what the book's about.
And we're going to super serve that and talk more about that coming up next week. The episode topic, folks, for next week is life beyond hashtag Me Too. Today's topic has been empowering women, and love all of the work that you do. And you're so passionate, Christine. I mean, you live this, you breathe this. I've had an opportunity to meet you personally when we did a TV video interview in the television studio. This is something that is a calling for you, and we applaud you for all the work that you're doing. And you're coming from your own experiences and your own life, so you walk the walk, talk the talk. So you have your own personal experiences that you've been very open about and sharing, so people can relate to them and maybe find that thread and that connection, and you can help them through your coaching get through certain scenarios in life. And also through your skill set and education and the knowledge you've acquired over the years too, backing up all of those experiences that you've had. So it's a wonderful mix and combination that I think benefits your clients greatly. And that's why we encourage folks to visit with Christine Rose. You can connect with her by going to her website, Christine, that's with a C, Christine Rose, R-O-S-E, .coach. Again, christinerose.coach. Christine, thanks for joining us. The show is wrapped. I can't believe a fast half hour always, but looking forward to chatting with you next week as well. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks a million, Jim. It was a real pleasure. Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you.
You as well, Christine. Thank you very much for joining us. Looking forward to next week. Jim Masters, CUTV News Radio Live. Thank you for joining us as well. Stay tuned. More great episodes of CUTV News Radio coming up throughout the day, throughout the week. Hope you make it a wonderful day. Happy holidays. again, Christine Rose will be back with us next week. And her website is christinerose.coach. Feel free to share this link to today's show. This is also available on demand. And Christine is author of a book, Life Beyond #MeToo, Creating Global Transformation. Have a great day. Bye for now.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.